Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Police in Kansas City believe yesterday's Super Bowl parade shooting stemmed from an argument that turned violent. Chief Stacey Graves.
I want to stress that preliminary investigative findings have shown there was no nexus to terrorism or homegrown violent extremism.
One person was killed in the shooting and nearly two dozen were injured. Only eight were actually shot. Former President Trump says his hush money trial in New York City won't stop him from stumping for votes ahead of the November election.
I'll be here during the day and I'll be campaigning during the night. Biden should be doing the same thing, but he'll be sleeping.
And New York City's suing major social media platforms now, including Instagram and TikTok, for allegedly exploiting kids' mental health. Tech expert Ian Schur.
New York school districts said it had to deal with disruptions in and out of the classroom, provide counseling for anxiety and depression, and develop curricula about the effects of social media and how to stay safe online.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Eric Hovde plans to launch his campaign for U.S. Senate next week. That's what Hovde's campaign spokesman tells reporters. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is running for a third term. Wisconsin is a swing state as both major parties fight for control of the Senate this year. A last-minute amendment to Governor Evers' political maps bill might complicate elections this year. The legislature passed his maps the other day, but they wouldn't take effect until the November campaign. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard says that means any race before then would be held in unconstitutional districts.
Speaker Voss is in the middle of a recall, and we're not sure what maps he would run on. Additionally, in the Senate, Lena Taylor was just appointed to be a judge in Milwaukee. So we're down one member in the state Senate.
Evers has indicated he'd sign the bill. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A solar solution is on the horizon for the city of Milwaukee. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports one solar array would go up by the landfill near Mitchell International. Another would go up in Racine County in Caledonia near the county line. Both would be fed into the city. Milwaukee leaders want to get 25% of the city's electricity from renewable sources, with We Energies footing the $30 million bill for development and implementation. The Waukesha operations of a nationwide logistics company is shutting down, leaving about 100 people laid off. ODW Logistics is set to close its Waukesha facility starting in April. It impacts 96 hourly employees and 11 salaried positions at their Pearl Street facility. ODW runs 31 distribution centers and employs a total of just over 2,000 people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Brewers get things started. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers pitchers and catchers reporting today for the start of spring training in Arizona. After 9 years as the team's bench coach, Pat Murphy taking over as the team's manager. Brewers GM Matt Arnold made a trade, sending lefty Clayton Andrews to the Yankees. And in return, they pick up Joshua Quezada. He's a young right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers women's team hosted number 14th-ranked Indiana, but fell short 68-54. NBA, the Bucks play the Grizzlies in Memphis. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Heat. They struggled with shooting, defense, and unable to create turnovers. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers explains why.
You're not getting a lot of transition. You're not getting the ball out and running. Everything was half court, and we got stuck in the muck in half court. We never slowed them down offensively to ever have anything on our end.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today as high temperatures climb slightly above freezing into the upper 30s. But the breezy winds blasting us out of the northwest at 30 miles per hour is making it feel about 10 degrees cooler. It's also dragging in cooler temperatures for tomorrow. Right now, it's 30.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive. We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers, our producer and engineer on the board, doing a fantastic job. Welcome to hour number three of the Todd Albaugh Show at 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, February 15th, 2024. Another couple of weeks or week and a half or so left in this time slot. Then some new things are on their way, but we're happy to fill in for an extra hour here for a couple of weeks, Mr. Zomers. Good to spend some extra time with you. Some bonus Zomers time.
Or bonus Albaugh. Or some extra toddy.
A little extra toddy. I like that. I like that. Yeah, a little hot toddy. It's hot toddy weather out there today, by the way. High atop State Street on the Capitol Square, or just off the Capitol Square. Sun is out, but you know, got a little snow here, a couple of inches last night. So, such is life. Did you, by the way, it was Valentine's yesterday? Did you do anything for Valentine's Day?
I was at home. I was working on Lost in the Middle, America's Political Orphans, the podcast with Scott Klug. And then I made some burgers for dinner.
Well,
and
good for you.
I'm experimenting with my recipe and like what to mix in with the meat, and it's tasting pretty good.
Is it really? Well, fantastic. Good. My big Valentine's was driving through Culver's and I got the shrimp dinner.
And so they have shrimp at Culver's?
Oh yes. You never had it?
I didn't know they had shrimp at Culver's.
They have a great shrimp dinner. And I treated myself. I got the 10-piece shrimp dinner at Culver's. And I took it home and I had shrimp dinner. And I was this cold, this terrible. And again, I've tested for RSV. I got a 3-ply test. I went to the clinic because apparently with these new strains of COVID, your home test doesn't always work. And so to be polite to Mr. Zomers and to my coworkers here, I mean, we work in radio, for goodness sake. If we don't have our voice, we're out of a job. And so I thought, well, I'll be courteous to my coworkers. So I went to the clinic and I got a 3-fer, one swab up both nostrils, and they can test for COVID, RSV, and flu all at once. And so I waited all day, a couple of days ago, and then hand curried over in manila envelope were the results. And I didn't expect it to happen, but he flew in from LA. Maury Povich was here in the studio, out in the lobby, and we got the entire staff together. And Maury Povich had the manila envelope, and he, you know, opened it up, pulled it out, and he looked at me and he said, "You are not the father of that baby." I said, "Well, I didn't think I was, but anyway."
It would have been very concerning if you were, perhaps.
Yes, it would have been very concerning indeed. No, that's a great show though. Well, I'm not sure it's a great show, but
entertaining.
I had a coworker, Ramona. And she loved that show. And she said, "Todd, my favorite part of that show is when he looks at that woman and that man, and he says, 'You are not the father of that baby.'"
I think if there's, for people who watch that show, is there any other part of the show that could be their favorite?
Like, I feel like you would think so, no.
That's the one line everybody knows. Right. I've never even seen a full episode, but I've seen a few of the like dramatic moments
on Maury
and
Povich.
a lot of parodies of it.
Of course, there are lots of parodies. Saturday Night Live amongst them. But no, the results were I do not have COVID, RSV, or the flu, or I'm not a father. So it turns out I'm negative on everything. It's just an old fashioned cold. So anyway, I was in bed last night by like 8 o'clock. I ate and then I'm just like, ugh, that's it. I'm going to bed. So anyway, such is life. Hopefully you all are feeling better as well here on a Thursday. Going to take a look at a couple of issues happening out in Washington. The House Republicans are in chaos, or as my former classmate liked to say, chaos. They are in chaos out in the House. By the way, Joanne Krulatz, our colleague checking in from WRCE in Richland Center, she said, I had the same health issue last week, no voice, but I could still write stories, just couldn't read the news. My test, however, tested for four things, COVID, RSV, influenza, and another thing I don't remember. Well, maybe pregnancy. I don't know.
Maybe.
It turns out Joanne wasn't pregnant either. So that makes it two of us. She'll kill me next time I go up to WRCE.
Perhaps.
She'll lock me out of the building. Well, I'm hoping you're feeling better, Joanne, up there in WRCE in Richland Center. Speaking of Valentine's yesterday, I regret that I didn't get to this yesterday. It was a busy day. But here, our crack staff has provided this great information, and it's worth repeating here on the 15th of February. February 14th was the birthday of Frederick Douglass in 1818. He was born into enslavement in Maryland. He was taken from his mother by age 3, Frederick Douglass was. Never knew his exact birthday, except that it was during February. But because his mother had called him, quote, my little Valentine, he chose February 14th for his birthday. Douglass escaped from his enslaver at the age of 20. He became an eloquent orator, leader, and statesman who led noble positions in the federal government under 3 presidents. He also authored books, published newspapers, and was a noted abolitionist and advocate for women's rights. A few years after his 1895 death, celebrations of Douglass Day began on his birthday, February 14th. Douglass Day gave rise to Black History Month and is the reason February became Black History Month.
I did not know that, but right? That's really cool. Obviously, I know about Frederick Douglass. I just didn't know that this month.
We're here to bring you news you can use. Frederick Douglass leaves us a legacy about the importance of education and how one person can make a difference for equality and justice. Yesterday, the observed birthday of Frederick Douglass and the reason that we have Black History Month being celebrated in February. I really didn't know that either until our great staff put that together for us, and really, really appreciate that. So thank you, Tom, and all the great folks assembling that information. Of course, February is Black History Month, and I know Earl Ingram, our colleague for the Earl Ingram Show every morning, at least through many parts of the Civic Media Radio Network from 8 until 10, had a great show this morning and highlighting this, and we're going to try to do some shows as well on Black History Month. So always, always good to take time out and remember history, as another one of our friends likes to say, and think of those who came before and led the way and really helped change things, improve things. We're still trying to improve things, still trying to do better, but also good to celebrate how far we have come.
Yeah, and Earl Ingram has had a lot of really cool guests throughout this month so far, and he's only going to keep having more. People who work at Black History Museums or think like authors, things like that. So you should definitely check out the podcast and see if you can listen to anything cool or keep your ear out for more features.
That's right. Every morning from 8 until 10 on the Civic Media Radio Network, particularly coming out of WAUK, The Shaw, The Earl Ingram Show. Want to change topics here and get to this news coming out of Washington last night. And right here, this is the epitome of just stupidity. I'll just say it. I worked, for those that might not know, I worked for a member of Congress for about 5 years. Was running the Wisconsin office, but spent time out in D.C. as well. Worked on military issues, amongst others. I did not have top secret clearance. But even still, working for a member of Congress, you still usually know more than the quote-unquote average person. And I will tell you the things that I knew just as an unclassified staffer for a House member. I don't want to say it scared me, but it gave me pause. And I'm like, wow. Like, if people knew what I knew, and then I would think, and I don't even know like half of it. There's a lot of scary stuff that goes on. All right. That's just, it happens every day. And we as Americans don't know about it. So here last night, Republican House Chairman releases this memo saying, holy cow, there's a national or international crisis going on that Americans need to be concerned about. And we're calling on the president to declassify this information. Now, here's the interesting thing. This guy, the congressman, Republican, had not even been briefed yet by the White House, which is going to happen today. Well, of course, a lot of this stuff leaked out overnight. And it turns out what this is really about, apparently, is that there is perhaps a new threat that Russia is working on technology for space weapons to take out American communication satellites and may, keyword may, be armed with nuclear warheads, which, of course, would be a violation of international treaty dating back to the 60s. No nukes in space, as it turns out. And you say, well, Todd, didn't Reagan kind of try this? No. It's what Reagan was called Star Wars, if you remember. And it was basically meant to be up in space. And if Russia ever launched a nuclear weapon, we would have missiles, non-nuclear, that would target a Russian ballistic nuclear missile and take it out in space. But our arms were not to be armed with nuclear weapons. So now there's word that Russia may be working on something. It's not active yet. But this kind of intelligence exists all the time. And for various reasons, this kind of information isn't put out in the general public, partly, quite frankly, because people would freak out. Some of these things pan out and happen, and some of them don't. But that's why we have trained military folks in the military, also the CIA, National Security Council, and other places to deal with this stuff because they're trained in the history and the intelligence of it. We don't necessarily have to know all that, right? But yet the Republicans decided to leak this out. But it turns out that this is just one symptom of the chaos happening within the Republican Party. A couple of days ago, on February 13th, it wasn't the extremist MAGA gang steering the ship of Congress, but a near majority of Republican senators who stood with Democrats against the hard right to pass a $95 billion in aid to Ukraine, India, and the Indo-Pacific. As PBS journalist Lisa Dejadan wrote of these 22 Republicans who took a precarious position with some of their base, quote, they are defense hawks and moderates who came together largely because they see Russia as a global threat and see aiding Ukraine as pivotal to avoiding future conflict, unquote. There is a section of Republicans who are just saying enough of this craziness, enough of going after Taylor Swift. We're here to actually get things done. But it is dividing the Republican Party, the MAGA Party, and the base. What are the political ramifications? We'll talk about it after this. 844-967-2789. We're taking your phone calls. It's hour three of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
Welcome back to the Tell 'Em All Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 2 o'clock, hour 3 of the All Ball Show, at least for a couple of weeks here, filling in this time slot along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, secret agent man, one of our friends, Jeff Perry, one of his favorite tunes.
Well, good for you, Jeff. But I played it because everyone fancies themselves a secret agent man. They think that if they know national secrets, they'll know the best decision to make. And no. Like you said, there are people who are trained for that.
Talking about these Republicans in the House last night that decided to leak out this classified information that Russia may, keyword may, be working on a space nuclear weapon. The White House was going to brief congressional leaders today, but the Republicans had to rush and kind of leak this out. And it may be nothing. It may be something the Russians are working on, but don't yet have the proper technology. And again, the point is these sorts of national security briefings happen all the time. Some are more serious than others. But Republicans can't help themselves because they're so inept in and amongst themselves. Last week, three House Republicans withstood enormous pressure and caused the embarrassing failure to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Of course, our own Mike Gallagher, Republican from Green Bay, was among them. And he voted again this week against impeachment, Mike Gallagher did. But here's the thing. They impeached Mayorkas, Republicans in the House did, by one vote. 215 to 214. You want to know why? Because one of the Democrats had COVID, and she decided to sit it out and to isolate, quote unquote, because she wanted to do the right thing. Now, here's the deal. One of her Democratic colleagues, a congressperson, he, on the first vote to impeach Mayorkas, he checked himself out of a hospital after abdominal surgery and showed up on the House floor in a hospital gown and slippers to make sure that Mayorkas didn't get impeached. And his colleague on the Democratic side of the aisle a few days later says, oh, I got COVID. I don't feel like I should vote. I mean, can you imagine how that dude who checked himself out of the hospital feels? COVID? You missed a vote because of COVID? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Wisco Paul, always a pleasure, Wisco. What say you on these Republicans being divided amongst themselves?
Good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for your show. Thanks for taking my call. I find it impossible to talk politics with a Trump Republican. It's just an impossible situation. I try to be middle of the road myself, and maybe that's where you get run over. I don't know. But
like a dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Yeah, well, I try hard to be there, you know, right. Because neither political party is perfect. But I find Trump is in total control of the Republican Party, and their members, not all of them, but a lot of them are doing his bidding. And if we're not careful, he's going to take them. He'll take the whole Republican Party down because, in my mind, what's 35% of the population or the voting people are probably Republicans. So that leaves a lot of sides. So right. I, for the life of me, don't know what they're going to
run on Todd next time. They had a real good immigration bill. They voted it down, and then they go impeach the guy that is running immigration, and they voted down a fix. So
hey Wisco,
you know it's.
Wisco, let me
totally mind-boggling.
Let me get your thoughts, because I mentioned this right before I brought you on. And yes, I mean, most of this segment is going to be on how the Republicans are divided against themselves. But what do you think about, how would you feel if you're the Democratic dude who checked yourself out of a hospital to keep Mayorkas in office, and then your colleague a few days later says, I got COVID, I'm not showing up, and he gets impeached?
Boy, I would have. I don't want to put myself in the place of the COVID person, but I'd feel pretty. The guy that showed up to stop at the door, right. The member was that didn't show up, I'd be kind of pissed off.
I right?
Guess. But
I mean, wow.
My opinion.
I feel terrible for the guy who checked himself out of the hospital the first time, showed up in a gown and slippers. I mean, put a mask on and vote and leave. It takes you 5 minutes.
I agree with that.
All right.
And save the embarrassment.
Right?
Okay, thanks.
Hey, thank you, Wisco. Yep, always a great call. Wisco Paul, really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Getting back to what's interesting here, after Republicans first didn't impeach Mayorkas, largely because of Mike Gallagher and two of his other colleagues on the Republican side, and the guy who checked himself out of the hospital on the Democratic side. But this week, because of one member having COVID on the Democratic side, she didn't want to put a mask on. And so they ended up impeaching Mayorkas. Now, here's what's interesting. In these two most recent cases of Republican dissenters determining the outcome of a vote, it was not names from the Freedom Caucus. It was not members of the MAGA gang. It was not names from the extreme right. Moreover, we now have two recent cases in which Republicans did not use their vote to perform for their base, to boost their campaign funds, or show fealty to a leader. Instead, they were Republicans who cast votes of substance. They voted against threats to democracy. They voted for democracy. Could it be we're seeing an emergence within the Republican Party of something to cheer about? Let's hope these recent votes mean more than standard internal Republican chaos. Let's hope they're the first new pattern of votes based on pro-democracy values. I would like to think that's true. You looked at the Ukraine aid package. You had Mitch McConnell stand up there and vote in favor of Ukraine. Mitt Romney voted in favor of Ukraine. The problem is you have people like Lindsey Graham, who we have the tape of him saying he's for Ukraine, and then he votes against it. Same thing with Ted Cruz. Same thing with little Marco Rubio, as Trump calls him. But the point we're trying to make here is there is a division within the Republican Party. We've had some fun with former Governor Scott Walker, Republican, who is part of this ridiculous cabal that decided to go after Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce in social media. Lance Priebus, the former chair of the Republican Party, best buddies with Scott Walker, former chair of the Republican National Committee and former chief of staff to Trump, called Walker and his ilk out and basically said, this is an embarrassment. Like, if we are going after Taylor Swift, what the hell is wrong with us as Republicans? So I think there is something to this, that there is a split in the Republican Party, and it is going to help Joe Biden, and it's going to help Democrats as we approach November. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We're going to come back. We're going to run down the disaster that is the House Republican leadership. Are Republicans having buyer's remorse on Mike Johnson? We'll tell you on the other side. It's the Todd Almost Show for a third hour on the Civic Media Radio Network.
They've given you a number and taken away your name.
Enjoy.
enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
There is a flurry of activity down at the state capitol in Madison trying to wrap up business before the end of the session. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Wisconsin agriculture is keeping an eye on a few items. Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg from Marquesan is the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. She's optimistic about at least a couple items that she thinks will be accomplished.
Two economic issues that I think are going to make through. There's a couple ideas for TIF districts, tax incremental funding districts, excuse me, that are trying to help out a new processing plant for potatoes up in the Stevens Point area, and then down in Evansville for soy processing. So those are two things that I think are going to get done, so we can help everybody, especially in those particular areas.
Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg from Marquesan, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Now, Ballweg says, unfortunately, she does not think that they're going to have enough time to take action on the proposed carbon credit calculator. She said too many details to be worked through. She also said they likely are not going to finish the transition to grazing grant program that's currently in front of them at the state capitol as well. We'll keep you posted on whatever we hear from the state capitol, as always, at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Attention farmers and contractors. It's that time of year again. Time to spring clean your sheds and sell your equipment with Steffes Group at the upcoming Wisconsin Area Equipment Auction closing March 27th. Showcase your equipment to the right buyers and maximize your sale potential. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. That's steffesgroup.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
We know you work hard every day to keep your livestock healthy and run an efficient operation, because there's no such thing as a snow day. Take time this winter and consider BioVet, your trusted partner in helping you raise stronger, healthier animals and to protect your bottom line. The knowledge and support from our team can help you make the difference in keeping your livestock healthy. Call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And speaking of the state capitol, coming up next week, Monday, it will be awash in the blue and gold. Next week is National FFA Week, and on Monday, more than 200 FFA members from across the state, along with their advisors, will be at the state capitol. They'll be visiting with State Secretary of Education, Dr. Jill Underley, as well as other state secretaries and also their elected officials. Monday, FFA Day at the Hill, celebrating National FFA Week. There's your food and farming update on a Thursday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today, as high temperatures climb slightly above freezing into the upper 30s. But the breezy winds blasting us out of the northwest at 30 miles per hour is making it feel about 10 degrees cooler. It's also dragging in cooler temperatures for tomorrow. Right now, it's 30.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
crossing the highway late last night. They should have looked left and they should have looked right. They didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven.
Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. One of my favorite all-time songs.
That's dead, incredible. I don't think I've heard that before.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Who sings that?
I'm probably going to butcher this name. I don't know how you say L-O-U-D-O-N. Loudon? Loudon? Yeah. Loudon Wainwright III.
Yes, Loudon Wainwright III. Yeah. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. You won't hear that song on any other broadcast. I'll tell you that right now. Why do we play that song? Because being in the middle of the road is a dangerous place to be politically these days. You're gonna get squashed like a dead skunk in the middle of the road. That's why people are going far left and far right. You don't want to be like the dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Yeah,
politically.
It's sad how true that is, especially the dead part. How right. If you are in the middle of the road, you will get literal death threats.
Right. And certainly political ones. For sure. Welcome back to the program, talking about what's happening in Congress right now. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Hour 3 of the Todd Allball Show. Glad to be filling in this time slot yet for a couple of weeks. Talking about, from Punchbowl News, the disaster that is House Republican leadership. Look at this. Here's the rundown. All right. Just this week, Speaker Mike Johnson has, one, seen Democrats win a special election in New York, narrowing the already minuscule GOP majority to just 2 votes. 2, he's lost a 6th rule vote on the House floor, a measure that would have allowed an increase in the state and local tax, better known as SALT deduction, when 18 Republicans bucked their own leadership and voted no. Just what we were talking about that last segment. There are Republicans there who have decided to start fighting back against MAGA. This Republican majority has lost more rule votes than any other majority in 5 decades. A stunning sign of weakness. Thirdly, this speaker has abruptly pulled a bill to overhaul FISA, which is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Basically has to do with how much the government can survey us on surveillance, spy techniques, this sort of thing. Pulled a bill that would overhaul that due to Republican infighting. The GOP leadership said the House would vote on the bill before locking down the votes, despite some senior Republicans raising internal objections. This is the second time Johnson had to pull the FISA bill this Congress. Fourthly, Speaker Johnson has seen another committee chair announce his resignation. In addition to Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin, now Representative Mark Green. No, not that Mark Green, because there was a Mark Green in Congress from Green Bay as well. It's a different Mark Green. This one is the chair of the Homeland Security Committee, is leaving Congress after only 6 years. The 59-year-old Green, the 4th committee chair to retire, just led the impeachment of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Number 5, Mike Johnson decided against pulling a bill on the floor to provide billions of dollars in new aid to Israel without offsets. Just a week ago, Johnson allowed a vote on Israel that he knew was going to fail. Number 6, Johnson provided absolutely no insight to rank and file lawmakers on how he'll handle the Senate's bipartisan $95 billion foreign aid package. We talked about it, as I said, Nick, last segment. There are several Republicans in the Senate who joined Democrats to pass this. But Johnson in the House, giving no leadership, said the bill isn't a priority. Get this. Because the federal government is scheduled to shut down in just a few weeks. In fact, they're taking off today until the end of the month. When they come back, they'll have 2 days, two, to either pass a continuing resolution or fix things, or much of the federal government will shut down with a full shutdown about a week after that.
Kind of seems like they want it to shut down.
Kind of seems that way. And number seven, lastly, Johnson witnessed the House, we talked about this, the House Intelligence Committee chair issued a dire public warning about a serious national security threat to the country, only to have Senate Intelligence Committee leaders and the White House downplay the issue. Breaking news on that, just moments ago, I'll pull it up here. According to CBS News, the White House has confirmed intelligence on Russia's anti-satellite capability, but says, quote, no immediate threat, unquote. As I said, to kind of lead off this hour, or shortly thereafter, having worked in Congress, having dealt with military folks, not having, you know, security clearance per se, but I'm aware that these types of things happen all the time. There's intelligence all the time that's going through Congress. And just because Russia has this capability, it doesn't mean it's imminent. And last night, the House Intelligence Committee chair made it sound like, oh my God, this is going to happen tomorrow. Scary people for no good reason. I mean, if you add, that's just the last week, right? This is the most chaotic, inefficient, and ineffective majority we've seen in decades. It started this way under former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. It's gotten worse under Johnson. And as we said, Congress now has left Washington, or about to. They were scheduled to adjourn at 2:30 Washington time. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts on do-nothing Derek Van Orten and the do-nothing Congress that is the Republican House of Representatives? Let's go to the phone lines. Dick, listening in Madison on WMDX. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, I couldn't agree with Wistful Paul earlier. I think they're going to wreck this party if they stay much longer with this guy, but the thing is that I don't see them breaking from him, from the present speaker I'm talking about, because they won't accept anything else. Whoever it is, it's got to be lockstep with whatever the orange guy says.
Yeah.
So they'll just find another yes person. I mean, this stuff with Ukraine and backing that, and then after the craziness of the weekend that he came up with, you know, not backing NATO or NATO countries. I mean, can you imagine if he would have been president and during the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Right. We'd all
you
be.
Know, he'd probably be. Yeah.
We'd all be speaking even, Russian.
Yeah. Or even now, he'd probably. Well, why don't you just come and put missiles in Cuba?
Right.
You know? Right. That's how crazy this party's become.
No, it's fascinating. And to your point, Dick, the people that voted in the Senate with the Democrats to pass this aid package. Mitt Romney's not running again. Lisa Murkowski isn't up for a while. I mean, it wasn't people like Josh Hawley or Lindsey Graham that were voting for this. These were people that were either on their way out or don't have elections for a while.
And Lindsey Graham, how pathetic.
Right.
I mean, the man actually met the president of Ukraine and told him right to his face he was behind it.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, and what are your thoughts on this, Dick, while we got you on the line? Because you're a good observer of people. I still maintain that a lot of these Republicans, you know, I left that party in 2011, but I still get a, you know, I was there long enough to get inoculated, but didn't catch the disease, as they say. But I think a lot of these people, to Mr. Zahmer's point earlier, are actually not just fearful of their political careers. In some cases, people are afraid for their safety and their family's safety because it's the intimidation of Trump and MAGAism.
I couldn't agree with you more. And perfect example of that is, look what he does with, he just thumbs his nose at judges when he's told to, you know, close his file. He doesn't pay attention to it.
Right.
Or else he goes after people on the jury or tries to find out who they are. I mean,
It's beyond belief.
Yeah. And other people have said the same thing. I'm not the first one to say this, but I'm a believer that we need at least a strong two-party system in this country. I don't think it's good for all of us to agree all the time, but when you look at what's happening in America now, as Stuart Stevens, a longtime Republican now with the Lincoln Project, has said, and Stuart, you know, has claimed and taken responsibility, said, look, I helped get some of these people elected. I'm partly responsible. But he says, look, it doesn't make me happy. I don't get any pleasure out of this. But the fact is there's only one major party in the country right now that stands up for democracy, and that's Democrats.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And another guy that I just can't stand watching, who was a huge part of this, is Charlie Sykes. He was created Scott Walker, for crying out loud.
You know, that's the interesting thing. And Charlie just stepped down from the bulwark. And, you know, that's probably another subject for another day. But you know, he's spoken out against Trump and Trumpism, and I'll give him that. But, yeah, he's an interesting guy because, you know, I worked for Dale Schultz for a long time. And Dale was in the legislature quite a while, the Assembly and the Senate. And I'm old enough to remember when Charlie Sykes once called Dale Schultz, you know, way too far right. In Dale's early career, and then called Dale Schultz a rhino and wanted him thrown out when Dale was majority leader, and then came back around and said Dale Schultz is a hero. So, I mean, Charlie's a smart guy, and I give him a lot of credit for, like I say, calling Trump out, and I'd love to have him on the show, but he's a little bit of a put your finger to the wind kind of guy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he just... Sometime we'll have to talk about your former boss. He was a senior in high school when I was a sophomore.
Oh, that's boy. We should get a beer. You can probably tell some stories.
Oh, I've met him a few times, and you know, I remember him when I was a punky little sophomore, and he was a senior in high school. But it was an interesting time, the early 70s.
I'm sure it was. Dick, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. Appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'd love to have you along with us for about another 10 minutes here before the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. Great article in Politico today. Headline, Johnson pulls spy powers bill amid GOP infighting. More on this, what we're talking about, the FICA Act, or the FISA Act, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Speaker Mike Johnson is punting a controversial spy powers bill as Republican infighting threatens to derail his plans once again. The House was expected to hold a floor vote on legislation to reauthorize Section 702 today. The authority is meant to target foreigners abroad, but has come under scrutiny for the ability to sweep Americans' information. But Republican leadership knew they'd have a hard time pushing the bill through. At best, Republican security hawks on the Intelligence Committee were threatening to prevent the bill from even coming to debate, while privacy advocates on the Judiciary Committee were vowing to oppose it unless they got amendment votes to further protect Americans' information. The legislation that was pulled included narrow changes to Section 702 than those preferred by the House Judiciary Committee. The point here is that the speaker cannot lead. You even have GYM Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, saying, quote, it's disappointing, you know, because you saw how things went. I mean, Mike Johnson apparently has even lost GYM Jim Jordan. The infighting is spectacular. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tom, we see you on the lines. We're going to come back and take your call on the other side, so don't go anywhere. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. The Republicans are in chaos. What are they in, according to Nikki Haley, Mr. Sommers?
It is total chaos.
Fantastic. That's Nikki Haley talking about her own Republican Party. It's chaos. They're like dead skunks in the middle of the road, stinking to high heaven. More on the other side.
You're listening.
listening to the Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
2024 is a leap year. It may just mean an extra day to some, but here's Bob Bonadura with the Milwaukee Public Museum's Planetarium.
We orbit the sun in 365.25 days, meaning we have leap day February 29th every 4 years.
So our orbit around the sun isn't a perfect number of days. Bonadura says this was figured out for the first time 2,000 years ago.
I think of Julius Caesar back 2,000 years ago was the first calendar to have a leap day because our orbit is actually a little less than 365.25, it's 365.2422. The calendar got out of whack by 11 days, 1582. So imagine living 1582, October 4th. The next day was October 15th.
A new calendar created in the 1700s moved the leap day to February. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 3 o'clock at the top of the hour. Check of national news throughout the national network scene, and then a check of weather. And then I believe today we have a rerun of Nightlight with the fantastic Pete Swaba. You can hear his show every evening across the Civic Media Radio Network.
From 7 to 9 now. It just got bumped up an hour. It was 8 to 10. Now it is 7 to 9.
7 to 9. Fantastic. Tune in across Civic Media. Pete does a great job. Entertainment, music, comedians. He has it all right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are talking about the Republican Party, what's happening out in the House of Representatives, running down this list of things that Speaker Johnson has just let slip through his fingers, and now Republicans in his own party are questioning. I mean, look, there's still a motion to vacate they could use. He's only got a 2-seat majority now. I mean, the guy is on pins and needles politically. Mike Johnson is. And Republicans are kind of going, you know, maybe Kevin McCarthy wasn't so bad. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Tom from Madison, listening on WMDX. Tom, thanks for holding. What's to you?
Well, thanks. Just a new bit of Marjorie Taylor Greene madness today. She posted on Facebook that she had just gone to a briefing in a skiff. Very, very high security, and her absolute duty to let everybody know what's going on, that Joe Biden has dementia and he's not able to lead the country, and everything is in chaos. And then at the end of the post, which is about 3 paragraphs long, she says, well, I actually wasn't in the skiff. This isn't information from that. But I would just, I love the idea of a congressperson going into a secure skiff and then just blurting it all out on Facebook. It's just amazing.
It's beyond that, Tom. I appreciate the call. Look, Marjorie Taylor Greene and her ilk, they're security risks. They're a threat to national security. And they're all trying to jump over themselves to, you know, coddle. I was going to use other language, but I'll behave myself. They're trying to suck up to Donald Trump. They all think they're going to be vice president. Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to be vice president. That's it. I mean, that's why she's doing this. And she's putting our national security at risk. These Freedom Caucus people, let me tell you, there ain't nothing about freedom with these people. They're all essentially variations of Russian assets. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to beautiful Brookfield. Listen in on the Shaw, WAUK, and Waukesha from Brookfield. Jim. Jim, thanks for holding. What's up? Jim, are you there? Jim is not there. Jim is there. Jim is not there. Doc? Is Doc here? Doc is not here. You're much too young, Mr. Johnny Carson. Doc Severinsen was his band leader, and there's a famous clip from Johnny Carson on the Tonight Show where Doc is here.
You're right. I am too young to know that.
I love it when I make references that Dahmer has no idea what it means. It just makes me laugh. And anyway, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Again, we're seeing this in, look at Wisconsin, this split of Republicans. You have former Speaker Paul Ryan, who has said that the 2020 election was free and fair, that Trump lost, Biden won. He's a never again Trumper, will not attend the Republican convention in Milwaukee if Trump is the nominee, and it looks like he will be. And then you have Scott Walker and Derek Van Orten sucking up to Trump every chance they can get. There is a rift, a division in the Wisconsin and National Republican Party. 844-967-2789. Let's go back out to beautiful Richland County and Yuba. Lee from Yuba, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hi, Todd. Wonderful program as usual. A lot of information there.
Appreciate it.
First off, thank you. Thank you very much for the dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Isn't that a great song?
It's the season that they're coming out of hibernation, right. And I saw my first one last week.
Did you? Oh, wow.
Luckily, the wind was going the wrong way, and I didn't have to smell it.
What do you got for us?
Secondly, I called earlier, but then I had to go to physical therapy.
All right.
So I didn't have a chance to weigh in on what you had said about the governor.
Sure.
Well, last time I called, I talked about the fact that he had been under duress to come up with a plan to kind of placate the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I'd like to see him not sign the bill to veto it, mm-hmm. and let it go to the Supreme Court, because I think that he had to make a lot of concessions to get his map to be possibly considered by the Republicans at that time. Mm-hmm. And those conditions are no longer the case. We have a Supreme Court that I think will be fair. We don't have to give the Republicans a slight edge like he did in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this ought to go to the Supreme Court for rectification.
All right. Great. I'll always appreciate the call, Lee. Thank you for listening out there, beautiful Yuba. Quickly to Mark from the SAC. Mark, you got a minute and a half left. The last part of the show is yours. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, thanks so much. And I've called the governor's office a couple of times saying you have to veto these maps because they're not his maps because of the poison pill that the Republicans stuck in there, the little these aren't going to be in effect until November of this year. And I say, call BS on that because people have to know what districts they're running on for the new maps. I mean, that well before that, I mean, that we need to have primaries with the new maps, and that's the way it just has to be. I mean, because I think that the Republicans have thought all this stuff out. They're conspirators, they're a cast of conspirators these days, and like the fake electors thing, which I fully expect that almost the entire Republican caucus was in on the scam for the fake electors, including their allies, probably at Will and probably others outside of that were involved in the conspiracy, nationwide conspiracy, to overturn our election. I mean, the insurrection continues on and on and on with Marjorie Taylor Greene probably revealing, secret information that you heard in the skiff, to whoever she wants to blab it to because she can't keep her mouth shut. And that, Britain should just ban her from international travel if anything touches down through England. I mean, because she just insulted the British foreign minister.
Right.
I mean, does she even realize that, who she's talking to? I don't think so. I mean, it's just a cast of crazies these days.
Well, I think she, she's a political Stormy Daniels. So that's my opinion of Marjorie Taylor Greene. But always a pleasure, Mark. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you to Mr. Zommers. Always doing a great job of the board. Dialing up dead skunk in the middle of the road. As Lee and Yuba said, it's tis the season. Be careful of those skunks. Be careful if you're somebody in the middle of the road. Also, thanks to the wonderful Doug Moe for the great interview from Madison Magazine. And, of course, thank you to all of you for listening and calling in. You make the program go. We'll be back tomorrow at noon for another Nooner with Toddy. Join us then. Until then, this is Todd Allbo for Aaron Zommers. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum.
Banging on your drum. And they will hear you.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Matinee.
Mayor on Air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Mayer on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.